Praise the Lord. Yeah, Lord, bless all the saints. We need you, not just in this conference, even much, much more in our daily living. If we don't hear or see you in our daily living, then hundreds of conferences are useless. We pray and trust that you would work in our daily living. Lord, we don't know what we should pray, but you know what we need. You know us thoroughly. You are a God who searches the hidden things in our heart. And you only are able to help us. We do trust in you. We pray for each other. We pray for all the saints at every place in Zion. And do it, Father, for your own glory. Amen. What else do I need to tell you? For decades, you have heard so many messages. Me too. But what is the result? Look what is happening in Europe. We all know the Bible so well. We read almost daily, probably a lot, in the Bible. And we do speak about it too. But for the Lord, that's good for nothing if we don't have the reality. Remember what the Lord told the Jews, especially the Pharisees and the scribes. Ye search the scriptures. And scripture, indeed, is talking about me, for sure. Scripture is talking about me, concerning me. But you do not come unto me, such that you would have life. It's not about how much we know about the Bible. It is more on how much life did we receive from Him for our daily living. The walk with the Lord is not just once a week. It's not just in the meeting, but rather at home, at work. And especially when you're on your own. In all things. In all things, God is living. This is my burden. After so many years, I speak to you from my heart. I'm not giving a message here. Epistle of Hebrews, anyone can read it. Each one of you has the Spirit. The Lord lives in each one of us. Every one of us believes that His Word is living, but it is living. Is it living for you? What does it mean, living? It means it influences your life. If there is no change or influence in our daily living, then His Word is not living. Whatever is living has an effect. We are all living people. Look. Look at Chan from New York. Are you not living, a living person? What are you doing every day as since you're a living person? Nothing. You have so many activities. You have a lot of many thoughts. You speak lots to your wife or to your children. Or are you in bed sleeping all day long? Muchang? I would ask your wife, does your husband sleep all day long, 12 hours per day, and does nothing? No. Whoever is living is active in his human life. As human beings, we are also active. Johannes Müller, are you not very active as a human being? Yeah, of course. You even traveled so far, all the way from Europe to Fountain Valley. How active is Christ in you in your daily living? Don't say amen so quickly. Don't forget, amen is the name of the Lord. What the Lord spoke to the church in Laodicea. Amen means the reality, not just that you agree with the word or the thoughts of the word. Amen is the fulfillment, all the promises of God in the new covenant, in the scripture. It's all yea and amen in Christ Jesus. It means all promises in the Word of God are being fulfilled in Jesus Christ. That's why He is the Amen. I can't say amen if the Word is not being fulfilled in reality in me. Therefore, I said to the saints in Fountain Valley, in a fellowship in love, I don't just repeat amen, amen, amen all the time, in a loose way. Amen is the reality, it's a fulfillment. His name is Amen. I'm not against our gathering here in our conferences. I have had thousands of them. I really mean it. Thousands. What was the use? What happened to the churches after many conferences? It is, if the Lord doesn't speak to you in your daily living, He doesn't work in your daily living, and we didn't walk according to His word, then we have no reality. Just like Paul warned us in Hebrews chapter 6, by time we should be teachers already. It's not about teaching somebody else, but it is teaching by our walk and conduct. If the walk is not there, and we are teachers, then we are just like the scribes. The Lord wants to make us a perfect man, a mature man. That means to walk daily with Him. Today, I do not trust big meetings anymore. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't gather. It's good. It's fine. But the conferences should be a manifestation of the riches of Christ that we have gathered in our daily living. Daily living. If my daily life is not Christ, the message is empty, it's void, it is useless. The time of the coming of the Lord is near. That's why I have to tell you the truth from my heart, from my spirit, from my experience. This is a burden in the heart. O Lord, everybody understands Hebrews chapter 1. God has spoken to us in the past times, in the past time, in various times, not sometimes, but various times. And in various ways. Prophets and to the fathers at that time, in time past. But they didn't speak empty messages like today in Christianity with us. They could come to the meeting and go home, and everything is just the same as it was before, and there are no change. What the prophet spoke at that time was a warning for the people, for the kings and the people, but they don't listen. They rather like to hear nice, beautiful words from the false prophets. God doesn't speak to us like a professor or a teacher at school. But the speaking of the Lord is so precious. Genesis. Look at Genesis. How did God create or make everything in just 6 days? How did He do this? He spoke. His word has power. It is full of a meaning and it fulfills His will. Not like in religion today, message by message, every Sunday messages. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing positive. At the end, everything even collapses. Would you like to repeat this? I don't like to repeat this. Everything the Lord has spoken, He called it into being with power. It had a great, wonderful working effect. By His word, the sick were healed. By His word, He changed water into wine. His word. How many loaves and how many fish? 5 loaves and 2 fish. How many did the Lord feed at that time? Thousands, right? Everything that He has said, what He has said, what He has done, it was so tangible. It was so experiential. It was applicable. He even raised the dead, Lazarus. He just, even before Him already, just said a word. We spoke so much. We spoke a lot. What did we bring forth? What did we create? So we have to come to the Lord, all of us. When you come to the Word, let God search your being. That's what Hebrews 4 says. The Word of God is living. It is effective and sharper than any two-edged sword. What for? Did the Lord operate on you with his sharp sword? Did the Lord truly divide soul and spirit in us? Did he expose the thoughts and intents of the heart in our daily life? So what is the result if we hear his word or read it? We close the Bible and everything's over. Lights off. The Lord is coming soon. We all need a change. It's a true repentance that we need to do before the Lord. Repentance means a change. It's not just forgiveness. Not just, oh Lord, forgive me, and it's forgiven. Repentance always results in the change of the direction of your life. Repentance means U-turn or turning. A turning of our mind. A U-turn in our manner of life. In our daily habits. In our habits. If that doesn't happen, our Bible reading is useless, is actually zero. Don't think I'm scolding you. I say that also to myself. I apply this to my life. I want to see more change. And that's the meaning of transformation. We talk about transformation. How is transformation going to happen? Grace is not just the Lord being gracious to us. Grace is a training. Have you read Titus chapter 2? Does the Lord train you by the Spirit in our daily life? God doesn't speak in vain. Genesis chapter 1. When he speaks, it happens. When we speak, nothing is happening. God spoke to Adam and Eve in just such a simple way. He simply said, don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, just eat of the tree of life. That is how simple the command was. Is it that complicated, Johannes Mühl? Did God give a long message and conference for Adam and Eve? With us? But even that didn't help. We forgot that we have an enemy, the serpent, who daily and constantly deceives us. He deceives us, not just once. His name is a deceiver of the whole world. I don't want to be deceived by him, thinking that I am okay, but I am KO. Wake up, dear saints. Examine yourselves whether or not we are in Christ and walk with Him. If we daily indeed listen to His voice or hear His voice, in the old times God spoke not just sometimes, like Luther said in his old translation, sometimes, but God spoke various times at various ways. He has spoken. But I am dull of hearing and hear nothing. You know, disobedience means that not just we don't do what he said, it means we are deaf. We hear, but we don't do it. That means we are, or I am deaf. Problem is not with the speaking. God wants to speak to us. He's our Father. We call Him Father, but we don't like to hear Him. Which father here doesn't talk to his children? Wilfried, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Wilfried. You have Wilfried and his wife. Didn't you speak lots to your children? Our God wants to speak to us. But if we don't have a reaction to His speaking, then He will stop speaking to you. Just like the Lord quoted Isaiah to the Jews, eyes they have, but they see not. Hearing, but they don't hear. It doesn't mean they didn't hear, it means they don't believe. They did not apply God's word, and the word of God had absolutely no effect in their lives, in their heart. But their reaction was even negative. They want to kill him at the end. Just like the situation in the world today, they rather listen to the evil news that keep broadcasting lies, because they rather believe in the lies than the truth. If we believe in the Lord, it should change our lives and my lives. Didn't Paul write in Thessalonians, they rather believe in lies than in the truth. That's why God has forsaken them. Romans, in Romans, didn't Paul write about the heathen, the nations that don't believe? But he also spoke to the Jewish. God, he said, the law is entrusted to them. They were hardened in their heart. They did not keep the word. So who is worse, the unbelievers or the Jews? Sometimes better not to know anything. That I would be punished less. Was it not written? Much has been given to you, much will be expected from you. Start in your church life. Even our past history. Look at your daily life. God has spoken lots. He used many prophets. Positive speaking and also negative warnings, but people just don't listen. They have seen so many workings of God. So many miracles they have seen. But yet, they were hardened. Don't think that our experience is good, praise the Lord, but no change in our life. So, what are all these experiences good for? At the end, instead of humbling ourselves, we became proud. And we think we know more than the others. We are Laodicea. Verse 1 is wonderful. He is a speaking God. Do we all have a desire to hear Him daily? But why do we have a desire to hear Him if we are disobedient to His speaking? Why do you demand God to speak to you? Doesn't talk loosely with us. No, His speaking is very meaningful. When He speaks, it happens. He spoke too much to us, but nothing happens. Is His speaking powerless? Or is our heart a hard ground? Matthew, the the parables in Matthew. The Lord has sown, but it depends on the ground of our heart. Examine your heart. Lord, is my heart a good ground? Is it a good ground? It has to bear much fruit of life. 30-fold, 60, 100-fold. Everyone wants to understand, we want to know, we want to have the knowledge, interpretation, nice messages. All of these are useless if there is no effect. Why does God speak in various times, in various ways? Read the scripture of the Old Covenant. He didn't have much good to say to his people. That's why everybody hates the prophets, because they spoke the truth. They were exposed by that. They don't like it. They stoned the prophets, they killed. Isaiah was sown in pieces. Jeremiah was cast into a cave. And Daniel was cast into the lion's den. And his three friends into the fiery furnace. Which prophet did they not stone to death? It is because they said to the people what God wanted to say. Nice word? Not more? And not less of what God wanted to say. But the Lord did warn us already at the time of the Old Covenant, there is the false prophets. The king and the people rather listen to the sweet words of the false prophets. Jesus. Today, in the New Covenant, He speaks to us by His Son. And where is His Son today? On the throne? Only? Yuanxian, where is the Son? I'm looking for Him. Can you tell me where He is? I'd like to see Him. He lives inside of us. But how often do you have the consciousness that He lives in you? Perhaps for us, maybe not all of us in a general way, but in many, The Lord is so far away. In heavens, but not in us, although He lives in us. But we live in us in such a way as if He were not there. Sorry, I'm expecting guests. They will be coming in a couple of minutes from far away, from the other part of the world. But it can leave verse 1 and verse 2. Does the Lord truly speak to you all the time, daily? We are at the end of the end. Even at the very end. And if we don't turn now to repent, then we have no more opportunity when the Lord comes. We will be saved as through fire, just as Paul had written in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Does He speak to us in His Son, or through His Son? Depends on which translation you're reading here. The Son is so wonderful. He appeared not just when He became a man in Bethlehem through Mary. He existed even way before that. God has made Him an heir of all things. And by Him, He made the whole universe. Wow, Jesus. What can I say? John 1 says He was with God in the beginning. At the beginning was God. That's Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created. But John, the epistle, 1 John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So who is Jesus Christ? In Colossians, He says, He is the firstborn of all creation. What does that mean? Was the Lord created? Some people said, oh, Jesus, the firstborn of all creation. That means He's the first one who was created. That's nonsense. All things were created by Him. And nothing was created that was not created by Him. He's a mighty Jesus. He's not just a man. And not God, no. But His incarnation, His was becoming a man for our sake, but He is first of all God. How else could he change water into wine in seconds? Why could he walk on the water? He didn't swim. The Lord did not swim to the disciples' boat. He commanded the storm, be quiet. In a split second, it was quiet. The disciples were surprised. Wow, even the winds listened to him. Except this hardened people don't listen to him. Especially the children of God. Shouldn't they have more consciousness than all the rest of the creation? But among the whole creation, we are the most hardened one. The heart is hardened. So we need a new heart. Have you called out to the Lord, Lord, I need a new heart to hear you? Don't think I'm talking about this physical ear. This physical ear simply hears the material's noise. But to hear God, we need the eyes of the heart, just like the eyes of the heart. Like the eyes of the heart must be enlightened. Didn't you know that your heart has eyes? And if your heart has eyes, then your eyes must also have ears. I don't hear God through my outward ear. I don't see him by my outward eyes. Didn't Paul pray in Ephesians chapter 1 to enlighten the eyes of your heart such that we would fully know him? Not by learning, but by seeing. We understand lots of things by seeing, not by reading or explanation. Enlighten the eyes of your heart. He renews your mind. After so many years being a Christian, is our mind changed? Our behavior? Our manner of life? The Lord is so great. He exists ever since. He is even God himself. And by the Word, everything has been created. Not just in Genesis 1. Also in the New Covenant, in the Old Covenant, so many words.
Nur sechs Tage. 2000 Jahre in dem alten Bund.
2,000 years, the old new covenant, what happened with the church? What is our condition? Have you never asked this? When I think about it, my heart is bleeding. I'm not scolding, but my heart is bleeding. Crying before the Lord, weeping. Jesus wept for his people. We have done so much damage to the work of the Lord. Even the people of the world have made so many damage to the creation. Even here in California, they want to spray chemicals into the atmosphere and destroy everything. But we destroy his churches. We turn the churches, the golden lampstands, into Babylon. Or when we see this, do we just continue doing this? Through him, the whole universe was created for his glory. He is the expression of his glory. How much glory do we see? Do we see amongst us, not among the nations, but how much glory did we see amongst us in your family? Did you see glory? Expression of his glory? Glory cannot be hidden. It has to be expressed. It has to be expressed. And Jesus is the expression of his glory as a man on this earth. When you see me, Jesus said, you will see my Father. My Father and I are one. The works that I am doing is the Father in me working. The words that I say is the Father speaking in me. I and my Father are one. Can we say that to people and to one another? I and Jesus and me are one. He is the expression of his glory. His nature. He's a full expression. His nature is the expression of the Father in a complete way. By the power, he bears all things by the power of his word, or the word of his power, his whole universe. How important and indescribable is the word of the Lord. By his word, he made the whole universe, and he even holds it together. As people, we cannot comprehend this. Once something's broken, we can't fix it anymore. Even super glue is of no use. But the Lord was held all things by the in the universe by the word of his power. Who can do that? But unfortunately, he cannot hold together the members of his body. Oh Lord, have mercy on us. The universe, he can hold it together, but us people, he can't hold them together. What do you think? He is so mighty to hold together the entire universe. Why could he do that? Because the universe is obedient. It's not sinful. The sun did not sin, nor did the moon sin, commit any sin. The trees didn't sin. The dog in your home, luckily, didn't sin, otherwise he would bite you every day and you will be having problem with your pet. Who has a sinful dog at home? We people. The saved ones, we still have sin in the flesh. Romans 7 and 8. We say we are saved from what? Saved to the uttermost? It's just saved from hell, so we're not being cast into hell. Is that good enough? How about transformation? Not only forgiveness, transformation. How about full maturity to a mature man? We strife, we quarrel. Nothing is worse than adults fighting. When children strife and fight, it's not that dangerous. It's forgotten overnight. But when adults fight and quarrel, then they are destroying themselves, just like in the World War. How often did you pray to the Lord from the heart? Lord, hold us tightly together. Philadelphia, we know. We know it means what? Brotherly love. But we have some mistake or a problem, something that I don't like. Maybe my eyes don't like to see immediately. My sharp two-edged sword comes out of my mouth. But that's a different sword. When I read here, he made all things by the power of his word, or the word of his power. Not even the few people amongst us he can hold together. In your family, husband and wife, being held together. So, we need to enjoy Christ as our peace offering daily, otherwise we have no peace offering. By the cross in Ephesians chapter 2. Without the cross, there is no peace. The Jews and Gentiles are being made one by the cross. That's why He is our peace. The gospel is a gospel of peace, not just a gospel of salvation. We only know the gospel of salvation to save the unbelievers, but ourselves we don't want to save to the uttermost because we think we are already saved. My time is up. Couple of minutes. But, saints, it's not only the fellowship. I hope you can touch my heart right here. I'm not scolding. I love the saints. I love the plan of God. I love Zion. I love the Lord and His purpose. Look how the Lord loved His disciples. They made so many mistakes. If we are like that, if the Lord is like us, he would pull His sword and chop off the head of Peter. Poor Peter. Did the Lord do that to Peter? Maybe you and I, we would have done that. So Peter, get lost. Who of us would not do that? Or some other ways, or in contrary, who of us would behave like Jesus toward Peter instead of fiery eyes? He had eyes full of understanding for the weakness of people, of man, in distress. That was not... Peter didn't have evil intention, but he couldn't control himself, and the Lord understood that. Even the betrayal. Peter is not like Judas. Okay, saints, I have already spoken too much. But I hope you will take it with understanding. And hopefully this fellowship will help all of us to go on with the Lord. And especially... He is sitting on the throne. What does it mean? It means on the throne. He is the ruler of all the kings on earth. How is it with us? He's the Melchizedek, the king of peace and the king of righteousness. About whom shall he rule? About the church, about us. Who can replace him? Do you think the elders? The apostles? Even Paul did not rule. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he says, who is Paul? Who is Apollos? Who is Kephas? They are just servants, ministers, not your rulers, your lords. There is only one ruler, and that's Jesus as our Melchizedek. Who can replace him? Didn't Ephesians 1 say that clearly? Christ is was Paul or James or John given as head to the church? No, it's Jesus Christ. So who of us dares to replace him? And as members of his body, it's the responsibility of every member to be under the headship of Christ. My thumb that does not hear listen to my shoulder, but my foot listens to the head. Every member of my being listens to the head. And Jesus is the head. He is the head of the church, who is his church, which is his church. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. May the Lord forgive me when I speak too strong. It's not to harm you. It is to encourage you. I love you all in the Lord. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, see you soon. Praise the Lord.